All right, so I'm going to start off and kind of get in straight into it, right? Straight into what the topic of today is. And it's really, you know, I'm a person that it is, you know, definitely about working on the vital few and fighting the trivial many. And that is something that has really resonated with me a lot lately, being that I just finished the book Essentialism, right? So this book, you know, kind of just defines that even more, right? So how do you actually go about it? It gives you examples. It gives you things that you can do. You know, successful people that's done this in the past. I mean, just things that, you know, that really resonate to, you know, what are the key and essentials to get you to do something or that you need to do, right? What are the key things, right? But what really kind of resonates with me lately, too, is the fact of, we often forget that we have limited time. And some people look at limited time, and I do mean that literally. We have limited time in this world, right? So we look at that as a scary thing, okay? Now, turn the cheek on that and think about it a different way. Think about, you know, your limited time as this is your time. There's no better time than right now to do something and take action on something that you've always wanted to do. For making excuses or the fear of doing something or looking at it as in a way if it's blocked just because of the simple fact of whatever the excuse may be, it's just a simple excuse. Stop making it. Let it just do the task, the action, whatever the case may be. Even if it's fear, then let it go. If it's fear, just do it. Oftentimes, I mean, you've heard, like, I don't know if you've ever paid attention to, like, some of the motivational quotes and stuff that Will Smith does, but, like, he went through his one of his last birthdays a couple years ago, and he jumped off a plane, right? So he was jumping off this plane, and you couldn't see it, right? You really, really couldn't see it because the simple fact, and what I mean is you could not see his reaction. You could not see his thoughts, right? You couldn't see his what he was going through as a person. You wouldn't think Will Smith would be scared of something, okay? But he was. The simple facts was, you know, he came out later. Now, he did. He went off, and everybody was cheering him on. He did this, and he went through and went up in the plane or went up in the, I think it was like the, he dropped out, bungee jumped, I think it was. He did a bungee jump. And so that was the scary thing of it was, obviously, you know, the rope could break. Obviously, the plane could crash. Or not the plane, it was a helicopter. The helicopter could crash. I mean, there's so many different things that could happen. And, you know, he knew that, right? So what he was doing, and he talked about this afterwards, is he let it actually bother him, right? So he, you know, the night before, he didn't hardly get any sleep. And he asked himself the whole time is, you don't have to do the, you know, what is you're in fear of right now. You don't have to jump off this plane, you know, or this helicopter. You don't have to do this bungee jump tomorrow. You don't have to do this. So why are you letting it, you know, ruin your night tonight? Or the breakfast in the morning? Why are you letting it ruin your breakfast? It's simple, like just that simple thought. He asked himself, why are you letting something that you haven't done yet ruin your time now? It was like so apparent, right? That we often do that, right? With fear. And I'm just relating this to the one example of fear. Like that could be the one example of fear that is maybe holding you back from doing something. But what his interpretation was afterwards, he said, you know, the greatest joy you'll ever feel is after the fact of getting over that fear. It's on the other side of that fear. When you overcome it and you do that task or you do whatever the case may be. In his case, he bungee jumped off of a helicopter. You know, I think on his birthday with a camera crew watching it and his family watching it. You know, I mean, we've all seen that go the other way, right? But the point of it is he didn't let that scare him. And he still did that task, but he had the thoughts as a person, as a human being, as somebody you see on these movies, as somebody you see and you may idolize as a person that you look up to, as somebody that you feel like they don't have these feelings. They do. They still do. As a human being, as a person that goes through life every single day, they still wake up in the morning, put their pants on like we do, and they go through the day. But when it comes down to it, we forget that we have limited time on this earth. And we make excuse to do this, make excuse to do that. We don't do the things we're supposed to do because they'll be tomorrow. For instance, I know a friend of mine, he had problems writing in his journal, right? He was, it's just something he just, he did. He wanted to document what he was doing, right? This whole Gary V document your life thing. Anyway, so the point of it is, like, he would go through his day and, you know, he would just like, okay, I'll make time for it. Later on that night, he gets done. It's time to relax. It's like, oh, well, you know, I'll do it tomorrow. No big deal. I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and then he's like, well, you know, I got the day. I got to do this. I'll do it later. And then later on that night, he's like, okay, I'll do it. And then when he does it, he has the right 2 days, right? Because he missed that 1 day, so he has the right 2 days. So now it's even more of a daunting task to do because of the simple fact of you let it, you know, fall back. You procrastinated on that one thing that was so simple to do that one time. It would take so short of a period of time to do. And now you let it cascade into this bigger event that is now harder to do, right? Is now more time consuming, is now more, it takes more energy. And that's the one thing that we often forget. And that's what the Essentialism book is really relating to, is, you know, cutting out the things that you don't necessarily need to do and working on the things that you do need to do. You know, you may specialize in something that you don't even know you specialize in until you sample it. But the same thing is you cannot go through life doing it 18 different things at once, because you're not going to perfect what you're doing. You're not going to grow in that one particular thing that you need to grow in. Now, that's a completely different topic about the Essentialism book and everything like that. And I'm not going to break down that book. I'm not going to go down in that, because honestly, it's a 6 or 7 hour book. If you get it in Audible, and I highly recommend it if you're a person that likes to do that. I'm a person that I get in the car, I don't listen to the radio. I put on my Audible book. I connect my Bluetooth to my radio, and I listen to an Audible book. And that's just what I do. It's often weird that I stop at a stoplight and people hear some guy talking about, you know, whatever the book is about, and people look at you kind of funny, because as a lot of people don't know, I'm deaf in my left ear, so I have to listen to a little louder than I normally do. So, and a lot of people think, well, that's kind of, they're like, what is he listening to? That's kind of weird. Anyway, point of it is I'm not scared to do it. I'm not scared to do it because it's going to better myself. It's going to better my understanding of what I need to do as a person, right? Again, we have limited time on this earth. Every day counts. Every minute counts. Everything you do counts towards that. And you can't, you know, like, feel bad about not doing things, you know, in the past. You have to just, like, move forward. Just always move forward in what you're doing. And stop making excuses to not do things you're supposed to be doing. Because, again, you're only hurting yourself. You're not hurting anybody else. I can't tell you how many people sit back and say that, oh, it's easy for you because you've done this. Or it's easy for such and such to do this because they have this kind of a background, or they did this, or they did that. But they don't. You're not looking at the things that they had to do to get there. You're not looking at all the effort and all the work and all the hard times that they went through to get to where they're at. You're looking at the easy time that it is right now. There's nobody that's successful in this world that did not put in what it takes to get to where they are. And that's as simple as it is. And that is because that person knew it took what it took to get there, and they were not scared, and they did not hold back. They knew that they had limited time to do this, and that motivated them to go even harder, to get even more, to do more out of what they were doing. Now, why do I say all this? What is all this like? What is even talking into a microphone right now in a podcast even do for me helping and talking to other people? Because I'll be honest with you. You know, we all have a purpose in this world. And the more I see it, the more, and I tell this to other people and they just can't understand it. But the more I feel like I can help put other people, and the more I can help people realize that they can be better than what they have been deemed in society to be, that they can grow outside of that and be a better version of themselves and have a better life and better their family's life and better their family's life and keep growing and cascading and maybe, you know, just have this thing explode to a whole lot better, you know, thing for their whole family and friends and people around them. You know, I mean, it's just, you would be amazed, right? That feeling alone, just helping that one single person, is enough for me to do everything that I do. Like, a lot of people don't get that. They think it's all about money. Like money's going to solve all your problems. I'll be honest with you, it's a tool. It's like this microphone I'm talking into right now. I had to make money to buy it, right? That's about it. But it's still a tool for me to, in this case, conversate with you over this podcast. It's a tool in life that you use, right? So it's not about that, right? Some people have more or less of this, and some people use it stuff wisely, and some people use it not wisely. But it's just a tool. Like, so what is your goal of success? Is it truly to do what you want to do, right? Is it truly to get more money? Is it truly to I've learned out of my 39 years of doing things that it's better to get a sense of fulfillment out of your day and out of what you do than to make a single dollar, right? Because often the more you serve other people, the money just easily comes. Things just easily come. Opportunities easily come. So looking at putting things off or looking at not doing something and knowing that you have limited time to do something. You have a limited time on this earth. You need to step up and you need to start making a plan for yourself. We're all starting at different points. Everybody's starting at different points. Do not compare yourself to somebody else, because all that is doing is making an excuse about where you can go and what you should be doing. The minute you start comparing yourself to the person next to you or the person that you want to be or the person, what you need to do is compare yourself to your future self and say, this is who is your hero? I've heard this put best in another time. It's like, who is your hero? My hero is, I think it was like, I think it was an actor who said that. He's like, they asked him, who's your hero? He's like, me in 10 years. And 10 years later, they asked him, hey, who's your hero? Me in 10 years. Well, I thought that was going to be you now. Are you your hero now? No, I am not. I'm a lot better than what I was, but I'm my hero is 10 years from now. Always chasing a better version of yourself and knowing that you have limited time on this earth to do so. Right? We are all not handed things. As much as people like to think that things are easy for other people and things are just natural for other people, they're not. Everything you do is learned. Every experience you go through is a learned experience. Good, bad, or wherever it may be, it's an experience that you can use to better yourself. It's the way you look at that. You can hold yourself victim to success. You can hold yourself victim to neglect. The same thing is still going to hurt you. Because if you fall victim to people celebrating you for what you've done and how great you are, then you will never better yourself from where you're at that point. But if you ignore that, you appreciate it, but ignore it and just don't hold yourself and let yourself get caught up in all that. You ignore it, then you can continuously grow and continuously get better. Now I know a lot of this stuff is you know, is just people think that it's just, you know, just words that you know that don't maybe don't matter, or they don't that people don't they don't res it doesn't resonate with them. But I guarantee you, the older and the more you go through life, the more these little things that I'm saying matter, and they understand, they work. And I guarantee you, once you go through, and if you were to listen to that Essentialism book, if you were to listen to some of the other books that I've listened to, if you were to pay attention to some of the experiences in life that I have personally been through myself, picking myself up off the ground several different times throughout my life and having to get to where I'm at to be who I am today, you would know that each and every time it took that same amount of effort, if not more. But when I got to that new point, it always was a better point. So I say all of that to say this: you have limited time in this earth. You have limited time in what you're doing. Don't waste it. Don't mistreat it. And always go for what you feel like you should be doing in your heart, right? Plan your things out, and don't be victim to understanding, like, you can always change what you're doing, right? Don't feel like you make a decision right now, that is the decision you have to go after for the rest of your life. No, you need to understand things evolve, things get better, things change. You have to change, roll with that scenario. So enough of my rant today. These podcasts are me venting. If anybody even listens to it, I have no idea, but they are there for me, and they're there for those that want to, who have a little bit of sense of the you know, becoming a better version of themselves. And I hope that that does help you in a certain way. We're all, you know, being on this journey together and through this life to be who we were meant to be, and to better ourselves, and to be better versions of ourselves. And I truly believe that that fulfillment comes with serving others, to helping others. And how you do that is completely up to you. But again, you know, how I do that is how I do it, right? So, I mean, but again, when it comes down to it, I just want to express that this is what I do to vent, right? This is what I do to help, and this is what I do to, I mean, making videos and making other things is really, really, you know, it's daunting sometimes to do retake after retake after retake, or even make a great video and, oh, by the way, you forgot your sound, or make or do something in that you really thought you did really, really good at, and then, oh, by the way, there was one thing that you left out, you know. And you know, you have to redo it. That's a simple act. So me having, I say that to say this, being able to talk in this microphone is almost a stress relief for that point in time, because I can take all that off and just concentrate directly on my thought, on my thoughts that I'm having right now, and really express that. And that's what matters. So all right, well, I appreciate everybody, and as you know, I offer a whole ton of free training. I offer a ton of free things that I do. I try to help people as much as I possibly can, whether it be my YouTube channel, this podcast, or the links that are always around or below or always changing. I try to give the best that I possibly can to help people in whatever I'm doing or whatever they're doing. So I think that we can all benefit from experience. So, with that said, I hope you guys are having a great day. And whenever this reached you, just know that people do care where you're at, and they do care what you're doing, even though they might not react at that specific time that you want them to. They are in this thing as you are. And like I say, use your time wisely, because that matters, right? We often forget that we only have so much time in this world. So use it wisely, and continue to grow every single day. Learn, implement, succeed. See you guys on the next one.